Picture a tall, sturdy, mighty mountain. Been there for thousands of years, in horrible storms, torrential rain, snow, heat. Think of all the things that a mountain has gone through and seen and experienced. And yet it remains completely sturdy, firm, unmoved, unchanged, beautifully serene, mysteriously strong. Wouldn't you want to be a mountain like that? Wouldn't you want to be able to go through all the different storms, torrential rains, snows, heat, the vicissitudes of life? Wouldn't you love to be able to go through life like a mountain with that same strength and serenity? And yet, seemingly, we find the sages in the Talmud and Tainus say the opposite. The sages say, La'olam yehe adam rach kekanev al yekasha ke'erez. A person should always be soft like a reed and not hard like a cedar. The sages are teaching us that we have to be soft like a reed that blows in the wind and not hard like a cedar tree, kasha ke'erez. But seemingly, why would we want to be like a reed that's just blowing in the wind? And why wouldn't we want to be hard and strong like a mountain? So listen to this quote from the meditation master teacher Ajahn Chah. Try to be mindful of all that happens to you and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. All kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at the pool, and you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still. This is ultimate happiness. You see, if your mind is still like a clear forest pool, all the winds and the storms and the strange, wonderful, and sometimes scary, monstrous beasts and animals and things that happen, but you allow yourself to flow with the current of life, to be mindful of all that's happening. You're aware of everything that's happening around your mind and your being, but you remain like a still, clear forest pool. You flow with the currents of life. You observe and are mindful of all the things happening around you, but you don't try to fight them. You rather flow with them, like the sages are saying, to be soft like a reed. You see, if you try to box a tree, if you're a cedar tree, if you try to box with a tree, you're not going to win. Your hands and your knuckles are going to break. If you try to explain to a river that it should flow in opposite direction, and you try to build all sorts of projects to make water to go upwards, you might manage to, but you're going to suffer a lot, and you're going to go through a lot of months and years building all sorts of mechanisms to make a river flow the opposite current. But in the end of the day, eventually, the river will flow its proper way. And so therefore, the sages are telling us that, of course, we want to be secure like a mountain, and in fact, when you are like that soft reed that blows with the wind, you become strong like the mountain, because the ultimate mountain is God. Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. God is my rock, my mountain, and my redemption. We say every time we pray, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, God is my rock and my redemption. Our redemption comes from realizing that God is our mountain. And the way that you could take refuge and rest in the mountain that is God is by not fighting against the flow of God's light that's happening all around you, but rather appreciate it, see it for what it is, observing and recognizing that all of reality is the mountain of God. And if you see and appreciate the wonderful, sometimes scary beasts that come drinking at your still clear forest pool, and observing them with equanimity, you allow yourself to flow softly like the reed, you will have taken refuge in the rock, in the mountain that is Hashem, and thereby find ultimate redemption from the storms of the world by realizing that everything that's happening is the mountain of Hashem. Just observe that, not get caught up and fight the currents and fight the tree. Be soft, rach kekana, soft like a reed, and then we will be redeemed and the difficulty of the world into the mountain that is Hashem.